Well, maybe we might finally have some sort of a constructive path to ending the war between Israel and Hamas. Of course, 2 years ago today, the 7th of October, 2023 was when this whole thing started with a Hamas-led attack on an Israeli music festival. We know what's happened in the past 2 years. So 2 years into this, to sort this all out, a gentleman who we've had on numerous times about this part of the world and others, a University of New Haven professor of national security and longtime State Department veteran, Dr. Howard Stouffer is the guest. Hey, Dr. Stouffer, it's Paul here. Good afternoon. Great to have you back, sir. How are you?
Thank you for having me. I'm fine.
What are your thoughts today, Dr. Stouffer? Of course, sadly, we're 2 years into this. Happened 2 years ago on this very day back in 2023. Do you think, though, we may be on the way to finally at least getting some sort of a permanent truce here? What are your thoughts? What are you hearing?
Well, I think the truce is certainly the first step, and that's what I think the progress they've been describing on the air, both on CBS and other stations around the world, is very encouraging. But then it's the next phases. The Hamas leadership, whatever they are now, have agreed that, you know, they will return the hostages. There'll be places where that return will take place. The process of return will be discussed now in Sharm el-Sheikh. But the next day, the next step is, you know, what kind of government structure will there be of any kind, an international government structure? And Hamas is going to be seeking to be a part of that, and which the Trump proposal basically said they were not to be part of it, and they had to lay down their arms. So I think the tough negotiating will start tomorrow or the next day when Steve Witkoff and Jared Kushner get there together with Ron Dermer, the closest aide to Bibi Netanyahu, to start talking to the Prime Minister of Qatar, who's also coming there to Sharm el-Sheikh, Egypt.
And I saw, Dr. Stouffer, over the weekend that, as you just mentioned, one aspect of this is, well, Hamas has to lay down their arms. And I know there's parsing of that. They don't want to lay down heavy arms. They said you have to. The Israelis are saying, hey, that's part of it. You can keep some small arms. So I would imagine, as you say, even small individual aspects of this might be a wrestling match to get to the end here.
Yeah, I agree with that. And it might be possible that Hamas will agree that, you know, the advantage of having hostages is over, and that they should be basically handing over the hostages in some kind of organized fashion, and then say that's an act of goodwill. We want the Israelis now, and the Israeli public will be jubilant to get these hostages back, dead and alive. You know, they're all 48 and not alive. Probably 20 are alive, and then there will be possibly some change of, you know, the circumstances inside of Israel to allow Hamas to have maybe even an observer role or some kind of role where they can at least express their influence or their interest. And however, the system will be like a board will be running Gaza.
Yeah.
And then there will be, you know, technocrats that are going to be Arab technocrats from Arab states around the region, together with maybe Tony Blair, who former prime minister of, you know, the UK, would be in charge of running this kind of process, this system. And it's going to take a tremendous, you know, activity. You have to clean up all the debris.
Yeah.
You have to bury a lot of people. There's just so much that would need to be done that it's almost mind-boggling to think about how that would proceed. But I think Hamas has run out of choices.
Yeah, and Dr. Howard Stouffer is the guest from the University of New Haven, professor of national security there at UNH and a veteran State Department person. So you mentioned Qatar and some of the other Middle Eastern states, Dr. Stouffer, and obviously what's in it for them? Well, the hostilities will end, but looking ahead, do these other Middle Eastern states, are they finally looking at each other saying, well, maybe this is finally it, or will they still be pressured, Dr. Stouffer, you think, from outside forces about the Israel-Hamas-Palestinian issue? Is that ever going to go away or not?
Well, it's not going to go away now. It might go away. I mean, I always believed when we did the Madrid process, which I was involved in, you know, the Madrid peace process, that that would lead to some kind of making the issue of Palestinian-Israeli conflict go away, you know, for the future.
Yeah.
And it never did. I don't think we can look in such grand terms. We got to look at this problem and slice it off in little pieces, and each piece is a step forward. Truce, hostage return, you know, end of conflict, end of bombing, allowing the Palestinians in Gaza to start, you know, moving back to whatever are their homes or whatever is left of them, and then establishing this force some kind of force that can replace the Israeli army that's in Gaza, which will not leave completely, at least initially. And then this this new system will be able to organize how they were, you know, established, you know, recovery. I mean, there have been, you know, there have been hurricanes, there have been tornadoes, there have been things like this in World War II itself.
Yeah.
There was destruction on this level, so it's possible to recover. But it takes a lot of time and a lot of money. Hopefully the Arab states and the Gulf will provide a lot of money. And of course, you know, the other side of the coin is that Israel has now become a pariah state.
Mm.
Under Netanyahu, you know, Jews and Israelis around the world are being condemned for supporting what happened. And, of course, most people who are Israelis and Jews do not support what happened, that this should have ended a long time ago instead of the death of 67,000 people. So that's a big factor.
And finally, Dr. Stouffer, of course, one of the elephants still in the room whenever we talk about Hamas is always, of course, Iran. And do you think they will, the Tehran, now they have their own problems, but are they still going to want to stir the pot here? Would they be angry if there was actually a truce here and hundreds of years of hostilities would go away? Does Tehran want that or not?
Well, you raise a pretty interesting point, too. You know, Israel over the last 2 years, as horrifying as this attack and loss of 2,500 people, 5,000 injured, was, you know, 2 years ago. Israel in that interim time has basically destroyed Hezbollah in Lebanon and Syria.
Mm-hmm.
Syria has fallen. The al-Assad regime is gone. The al-Shara regime wants to have a better relationship with Israel, you know, even informally. The Iranians got pounded during that 12-day war when Israel took out its air defenses, attacked its nuclear sites, and basically killed a lot of its nuclear scientists. So I think Iran is out of the picture in a serious way. So you don't have Hezbollah, you don't have Iran. The Israelis have killed most of the leadership of the Houthis in Yemen. So you really don't have this, you know, this group of countries and elements that have been around for such a long time that could undermine a possibility of this thing working. Finally, after all of the truces there were in Gaza, it might be just the one moment in time when all parties realize this is the one moment to try to make it work.
Excellent analysis, as usual. Dr. Howard Stouffer, University of New Haven, Professor of National Security and State Department veteran. Dr. Stouffer, thank you so much. We always appreciate this, and we'll talk down the road. Thank you, sir.
Thank you.